Please be seated. And let's pray. God, I am very much aware of my own depravity, my own sin. But Jesus, I need to be more aware of your grace that is found at the cross, where you paid the price, where you were slain, and where you purchased sinners who were slaves to sin, and you own them. Jesus, thank you, and it is in your great name we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 5 as we celebrate communion. Here in Revelation chapter 5, we are in the very throne room of God. Chapter 4 describes this room and the one sitting on the throne as God the Father. There's living creatures flying around worshiping the Father, saying, "Holy, holy, holy." There's 24 thrones with 24 elders sitting on them that are praising God, saying, "He is worthy." And that is the scene for chapter 5. Please follow along as I read. The Apostle John says, "I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals?' And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it. Then I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, 'Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome as to open the book and its seven seals.' And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.' Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.' And the four living creatures kept saying, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshiped." Wow. The question in heaven: who is worthy to open the scroll, that book, and to break its seven seals? No one. No one was worthy. No one was found deserving. No one in heaven, no one on the earth, and no one under the earth. But there is one that is worthy. There is one that is deserving: the Lamb. And verse 9 tells us, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation." Jesus Christ is worthy He alone is deserving. Why? Because he was slain. He was slaughtered. He is worthy because he purchased. He bought and he redeemed men and women and children with his own blood. At the cross, Christ takes those who are slaves to sin and he purchases them with his own blood to become his own slaves. A Christian has a new identity. He or she is owned by Christ. He or she is a slave of Christ. If you were here today, and by your own admission, you would not identify yourself as a slave of Christ, that you would not recognize your ownership by him, then we would ask you to simply just pass the elements by. And we would also ask you to ask questions of those who brought you, of any one of the elders. We would love to talk to you about what it means to be a slave of Christ. If you are here today and you would identify yourself as a slave of Christ, but you're in unrepentant sin, then confess that sin right now. Repent and turn from it. Recognize that you are no longer a slave to that sin, but you are a slave of Christ. And join us. Believers, fellow slaves of Christ, as you take the bread and you take the cup, remember the cross. Remember the reasons that he, Christ, is worthy, that he is deserving. And remember that he was slain. His body was given. And remember that he purchased you and he bought you with his own blood. And after you remember those reasons, the reasons that he is worthy, then praise him. Praise him for his worthiness. Praise him as the four living creatures and the 24 elders did. Praise him as the myriads and myriads and thousands of thousands did, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Praise him and his Father, as every created thing will do, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own, and I will come and close our time in prayer.